features is Wes Lovedahl. He's a musician in the local area. Hi, Wes.
How are you doing?
I have no complaints. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. I was listening to your forecast. Sounds like it's going to be golf weather.
I know. We've been throwing that word around the last week or so here that golf clubs could be coming out. But I did see by the end of the middle to end of February, we're back to those normal 30s.
Of course. So it's Illinois, man.
We got a ways to go. Wes, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as far as music is concerned, I think I was about 8 years old and I took like a year of piano lesson, you know, which is really only all the musical background I have. And then when I was 9, my parents bought me a guitar, an acoustic guitar. It was a Chess King, I believe. And I remember it came with a, this is before social media, of course.
Sure.
It came with a little record and a book. And I remember sitting in my room trying to, it would say like play an A chord or a D, whatever. And I'm playing along with the record and thinking, why does it not sound the same? Then I looked in the book and I realized, oh, you got to use two hands to play the guitar, you know. But yeah, I just kind of taught myself how to play a guitar. And then when I was 12, I started gravitating towards specific rock bands, you know, like Cheap Trick and Styx and Kiss. And I started playing bass guitar. So I got a bass guitar. It was a Global, I think probably through Montgomery Ward or something. I don't know. And I found out that I could pick stuff out by ear, bass guitar stuff. And then when I was about 15, I gravitated towards my dad's. He had a hollow-bodied electric guitar. I think it was a K from the 50s. And you know, I just would watch other musicians on TV and copy what I saw them do. And I was able to pick things out by ear. And by the time I was 18, I bought my first guitar, which was a 1970 Gibson Les Paul. And I couldn't believe I even owned a Les Paul.
You know? I bet.
But, yeah, and then just since then, you know, I probably started fiddling with writing stuff around 15. And then I think it was around 2007 I actually got software that I could actually record things, you know, because when I was a teenager, I would, like, record something on a cassette. Then I'd play the cassette and record on another cassette with that one playing in the background. That's how I did my tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always loved music.
Now, do you gravitate today towards any specific genre of music?
Well, I've always, you know, I started out listening to like top 40. And then like I said, when I was 12, I started gravitating more towards rock bands. Mm-hmm. I got a little older, got into heavy metal. And now that I'm older, I still like all that music, but I find myself listening to movie scores and a lot of other stuff, which has opened my mind a lot wider.
Sure, sure. Now, are you from the area, Wes?
Yeah.
So you went here to Monmouth?
Yeah.
Cool. So this is, did you play in any of the bands locally or in band at the high school level?
Actually, I did not. I think I took, when I was in eighth grade, I think I took up the saxophone or something. No, it was in sixth grade, actually. And then I found out that it was in the band, and I was like, nah, I want to play football.
Oh, there you go.
So I ended up giving that up, and I'm sure my mom was disappointed in that. But, you know, I think she wanted me to follow the saxophone. But
football it was, right?
Guitar has always been, I just love the sound of a guitar, be it electric or acoustic. I just love it.
Okay. Now, you started writing your own music from an early age, it sounds like, at least somewhat in the imagination side of it, and then, of course, into actual writing. Have you produced anything, and where's it at for people to hear?
Actually, I just recently released an album. It's called First Impressions. It's pretty much on any major streaming service, Spotify, YouTube, Apple, Pandora, whatever. And then I recently purchased an updated software, which I wish I had before I released that one, because I'm currently recording stuff right now, and the production is so much better on the stuff I'm doing right now. And I'm excited. Sure. I can't wait to get it out.
Okay. And one of the songs that we're going to play, one of your features this morning, tell us about this song.
It's called My Memories. And, you know, I can't always say where the ideas come from. I mean, they pop into your head randomly. I mean, I even saw a T-shirt one day and thought, hey, that's a song title right there. So I wrote around that. But this particular song's really about dealing with loss. Dealing with, it's kind of what we go through from when you lose somebody And you go full circle. You feel really bad. You feel down. You want to give up on life. And then at the end, you kind of realize, you know, one day you can be reunited with that person. So that's kind of what the song goes through, that story. And I want to say, I think my dad passed away in the midst of writing that song.
Oh.
So there's a few lines in there that are kind of descriptive of what I was feeling at the time. So
sure.
That kind of added to it. But yeah, that's pretty much what it's about.
You and Taylor Swift, right?
I guess, yeah.
Isn't she always writing songs about past relationships? That's what I hear.
I tell you what, one thing I try not to do, I'm pretty diverse.
Uh-huh.
I don't like my stuff all sounding the same. I don't like writing about the same topics over and over. So I kind of go all over the place. It's really, you know, music's therapeutic. And it can extract any emotion. And depending kind of on my mood, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty much. I think that's the way it is for everybody. You know, that's why the 80s are back right now. And,
right.
Because it's our age group and reliving old glory years, right?
Right.
And then, you know, music changes, it adapts, it cycles back around again, too. So,
I mean, if you're feeling down, you can write something about that and get it out. Or if you're angry about something, whatever it may be. And if somebody else can listen to it and get something from that, even if they perceive it differently, it's still a great thing.
Okay. We're talking with Wes Lovedahl. He's a local artist here from the Monmouth area. The album is called First Impressions, and it's on any streaming service. And here is a clip from that particular song called My Memories from Wes Lovedahl. Here that is.
You're gone, an empty home. I'm left here all alone. I'm dying inside. Watching the time go by. I ask for reasons why no answer. I remember better times when you and I were face to face together through life. But now you're gone, taken away. Something we didn't see, like changing wind. The pain won't go away. Maybe I should.
Right, Wes. So that is off your first album.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for reaching out to us.
You're welcome.
It's you know, awesome to be able to pop into your local radio station and play a clip of your song.
Yeah. Well, I think it's pretty cool up here. I like it.
Yeah. Well, we will talk to you again soon. Good luck. Keep us posted.
Okay. I will do that.
Local artist Wes Lovedahl with us on 1330 WRAM and FM 95.3.